The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? It's a three-man weave once again.
Again.
I'm back. Waddle's out.
I'm back.
We're a man short. Where's Waddle?
He's visiting his daughter in college.
Nice. What is he out in California?
In California.
Wow. Yeah. California dreaming. Tom Waddle, you old sailor, you. He's gonna play the motorboat when he's out there. Yeah,
he's gonna take the little lady out to one of those coves and give her a proper pummeling.
You think he's out at the docks right now? Is that what you're saying, Carl?
Exactly where.
Yeah.
He is.
Oh yeah. Yeah. He's out there taking in the marine layer right now.
Awesome. Welcome back, Sylvie.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck are you eating? You're eating. He's eating a muffin. What are you eating?
I got a banana.
Jesus Christ.
By the way, unhinged. What do we care for? It's unhinged.
What does that mean? What do you care?
Unhinged means it's unhinged.
Sure. And it's not on we're looking at each other because of the way we do things now, but it's not like this is being shown. Yeah,
but I can hear you, like anybody listening can hear Yurko chewing.
Away from me. I don't know what I'm talking about. You can hear me. It's the microphone's up.
You hear him chomping away over here.
The assumption when you see action is there's a noise associated with it.
Put your microphone up to your mouth, though, at least.
That's my point. You see what I'm saying? If he couldn't hear me, right?
He's like,
what was going on?
He's like, a horse in the stall getting with the feed bag over here. I mean, look at him going to town on that thing.
I don't mind it. I do agree with Yurko. Like on Unhinged, this should be just a bunch of guys sitting around a dinner table
eating.
Yeah, that's like what?
One like check topics back table.
That's not a bad idea. One day we should like go to cut and sit down at a table and do an Unhinged. Like
we should get drunk on one of these.
I would do that. I mean,
he's never done an edible.
We should do edibles and
do the show on edibles.
Yeah. I've done an edible, but I've tried it like twice, but I've taken such a small, I'm so scared. I've taken such a small dose. It's done nothing.
And I've taken a 20, man.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. 20. The most I've ever done is taken like, do they sell them in quarters or halves or 1 gram?
Fives, tens.
I think that I bought it like
15s, 20s. You get a 20. You want a 10,
maybe it was a half. 5 and I cut it in half. So it was like 2.5.
That's nothing.
And it did nothing.
Yeah, of course not. That's like taking a bear's baby aspirin, you know, St. Joseph's baby aspirin.
I'm afraid of like, what? But if you want me to take like a full fiver and we
take a 10.
Yurko, the only time I enjoyed it was during cancer because it makes me sleepy. So even the indica is the stuff that says in the couch.
It's all the same.
Indica
it knocks
in the
me
couch.
Out. No matter
right.
Indica doesn't matter.
What's the other one?
I want to go to bed. That's
right.
I don't want to have fun. I don't want to just show me a pillow and a floor, a section of floor I can pass and I'm going to bed on.
That's my problem with that. Is with edibles is even the what's the opposite of indica? I forgot what the other
sativa.
Sativa is supposed to make you not tired, or it's not supposed to put you to sleep, but that makes me drowsy too. It doesn't give me the buzz that alcohol does, where it makes me happy. So anyway, but I'll never forget it, guys. It was like after one of the treatments, and I would use it to like make me drowsy to go to sleep because they pump you with steroids during chemo. Mm-hmm. So to ease the pain. And it was during COVID. So it was during opening day. Remember during COVID when they had opening day in like July or whatever.
July or August. Yeah. August.
and it was like a Cubs opening day or something, and Kyle Hendricks was pitching, and I took a fucking 20.
A 20.
And I was
did you having, have a come to Jesus meeting?
Dude, Yerk, I was having all these sort of in and out of the Cubs game, and I was having all sorts of hallucinations during the Cubs game of shit that wasn't really happening during the game.
Was Kyle Hendricks throwing 99?
He was throwing 105. Stuff was happening during this Cubs game that wasn't really happening. Awesome. And it was the wildest stuff.
That is great. I see. I've never dared to take that much, so I don't know. But I mean, what would be, if you guys get tired, what would be the point of doing it when we did it on Hinge if it's just going to make you sleepy?
You got to smoke it. That will make you happier.
Oh, yeah.
Where are we going to smoke it? You can't sit around a table and smoke it inside.
Then let's get some crack cocaine. That way we'll smoke that and make us tired. Then the crack will pick us up.
It'll be like Denzel in Flight. Remember when he drinks too much, John Goodman comes in, he gives him coke and some weed. And what do they call it?
Who's your guy? Better Call Saul. The first one.
Walter White. Who do you mean?
No, the first episode, Breaking Bad. We should cook a batch of meth.
That's Walter White. That's Breaking Bad. Yeah.
Thank you. Breaking Bad. I think, you know, see if it's easy.
If it's easy, we'll blow up the studio. Never
said we had to do it here.
Well, now that we're not owned by ESPN, can we get Lance Briggs to tase one of you guys, like pay off that bet?
Maybe. Probably.
I'm sure.
What made you think of that?
Yeah, because he's an idiot.
No, I am an idiot, yes. But wait a minute, because I've always wanted to see that. You guys lost the bet, and ESPN legal stepped in, and they said
no.
Do it.
Somehow, one year when I won the bet, I still lost because I still had to do the polar plunge with Lance. That should absolve me from having to do the.
You guys went and volunteered like morons.
I didn't volunteer. Lance basically said, "You're coming with me,"
and I said,
"And I was like, no. I can't fight with Lance. I mean, what is he going to do? You know." Yeah, he's like, you're coming too. I was like, all right, I guess I'm going to do the polar plunge. I said, but I won the bet.
You and Harry.
How bad was it?
It was cold. I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was cold. It's cold as balls. I mean, it was February and there was a brisk, and it wasn't February like today. It was probably probably in the high teens, low 20s. And there was like a wind kind of whipping off the lake and we went running in. Lance, not only did I win the bet and still have to do it, Lance was decked out in a full wetsuit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. I was like, Lance, this doesn't seem like you lost the bet, really. No. So I think I'm absolved from the taser.
But he's well prepared.
Yeah, he was. He was like a Boy Scout. He was well prepared.
I have no problem. I'd be willing to do it. But because of all the legalities about from this type of thing, I would want
Lance
to put forward like the bond on the insurance thing in case I die.
Yeah.
He would have to come up with the, whatchamacallit, you know, the premium on that policy. He would have to come up. It'd be a one-day policy. It would just be for the tase. If I died from the tase, he would have to pay like $10,000 for $5 million coverage for my kids.
I second that.
So that's not a problem. Bad. I have no problem. As long as he's willing to put the $10,000 up, for that policy, a one-day policy, I've got no problem.
I'm not doing it without Yurko as my legal representation either. So as long, whatever Yurko does,
Now that it's reared its ugly head, the legality of it all, you know, you just have to then take care of the children. So you've got two children.
I know.
I've got two children.
I know.
Three, actually.
You've got three, actually. Don't forget about that other one.
You're like Jerry Reinsdorf. You're like, hey, if I die, bad things could happen to all of you. So
I mean, it's really unbelievable, isn't it? Listen, I'm 88. When I die, they're going to move the team. I mean, he really is something. The balls.
Please, I'm over there with the moving truck. I got friends with moving companies, man. I am there with the moving
truck. I told these guys yesterday, like, I just let it happen so I could start cheering for the Orioles. I mean, that's it. Nice and clean. Clean break.
Me, good riddance.
I'll start cheering for Baltimore.
I feel for the businesses.
Like Lex said, good hat.
I feel for the true fans of Chicago White Sox baseball, Carm. I believe you're one of them.
It's brutal.
But if the White Sox were to move, wash it, wax it, and burn it down, get it the hell out of the city.
It really is brutal. I did some like, and I know we don't do sports really on this.
No, right. We'll talk about it later.
We'll talk about it later. Yeah. I did a Sylvie research project today. I got some
I've got one too.
Did he make you do it?
The same.
Yeah, maybe. It might be Sylvie because we think along the same lines when it comes to the two teams we love that are owned by Jerry.
Yes. So does it have to do with the other one?
No, not really. This is White Sox. It's White Sox data, but it's just I compiled some stuff that I thought you guys well, like that people probably know, but like they could be reminded. And when you hear Jerry say some of the things, the balls on him and some of the things that he said yesterday in the latest interview with Cranes, like Sylvie said about, you know, well, when I die, they might leave. And well, we just can't be competitive in that ballpark.
Goodbye.
And, you know, it's unbelievable. So I got some numbers and some data.
Goodbye for today. You. Yeah. Goodbye to you.
But back to the it would be fun to like take Unhinged on the road if we could. And
well, do a challenge every week. Like you said, like 1 week, Carmen does edibles. The next week, there's a challenge where Yurko does coke. All under the supervision of the doctor.
I've never done that, nor will I.
Have you guys?
I guess legal stuff. Maybe shrooms then.
I won't do coke, but you give me.
Or we get drunk, you know. Then
we get liquored up. Do you guys know what those Zyn packs are? Have you heard of those? The Zyn.
Didn't you do that on the air?
Well, I did it on the air. I don't know if you guys were here because this was during the holidays. I think you guys were gone.
What is it? I heard about it.
So Eric Ostrowski, our producer.
What is it?
So it's nicotine, but they're saying you never know. Now they're saying nicotine is good for your brain after all this. Like small amounts of nicotine is good for your brain.
Don't believe anything the government tells you.
Well, not the government. Period. Even like there's some science behind it, I guess.
That CDC is part of the government too. You better be just careful.
They're saying that not in cigarette form, obviously, because all the chemicals, but like pure nicotine.
1 week tomatoes are great for you. The next week tomatoes are awful for you.
It's crazy.
1 week oranges are fantastic. The next week they are. And guess what they do? They get millions of dollars for these studies.
I don't know.
And all they do is contradict each other all the way through.
It is crazy. But so I can't remember who I was working with. It might have been Waddle. I don't remember. It was during the holiday. So it was like the week between Christmas and New Year's and things were kind of goofy. And so you guys, I think, were gone. But it might have been Waddle doing the afternoon show. Sylvie was off. And Kevin Zipak does these Zins. Like Abdallah does them. Ostrowski's got one in right now. Zipak's got it. I didn't know what it was. And so at the end of the show, they're like, well, obviously you got to try this now, Carmen. They're like, you have to take one of these Zins. And so I did it. I did not like it. First of all, it was a wintergreen flavor. It burned my gums crazy.
You didn't like wintergreen.
And it really did within just minutes. Like I was like, guys, I had to take it out.
What about a strawberry one?
This is fucking me up. The room is spinning and it was just like straight nicotine to my brain, you know, and they were dying. They're having a field day with
it. Is anything that's ever been addictive good for you?
I don't know. I mean,
nicotine is addictive, right?
Yes.
What's the thing that's out there that's addictive that is good for you?
They say like
sex. Too much sex. Too much of anything is bad for you.
I guess so. Too much caffeine is bad for you, right?
Right.
Like I think Yurko's right. If it's addictive, isn't it almost by definition like potentially harmful?
Yeah.
Right. Because it could ruin your life. You're going to that thing and you're bypassing what
you'll
you
be sacrificing other things
right.
that'll provide the balance in life that you need because of the addiction for the one thing. So
like it could take over your life. Even sex addiction is pretty real. I mean, it sounds a lot of us like to laugh about that, but like it could be a pretty real thing. I don't have
a sex addiction. There's no gray area. You know whether you do or you don't.
I think so. I mean, I think we all enjoy sex very much, but to say you have a sex addiction.
Do you have a gambling problem?
No. And I feel
I don't have a gambling problem. Do I have a drinking problem? No. My problem is finding the drink. Once I find the drink, I'm a happy camper.
You don't have a problem?
Once I find it, I ain't got no problems.
I'm relieved that I don't have a gambling addiction because I enjoy gambling as much as I do. I think maybe my grandfather just drilled it into me. Don't ever get yourself in trouble and don't ever bet beyond your means. And so
not only that, but it's your personal responsibility, Carm.
I know
what you're doing when you're making the wager and you know what the repercussions are.
Yeah.
The gambling, the guy that's addicted to gambling is the guy that he's not happy until it's all gone.
Yeah, that's weird.
And then when he accomplished the goal of gambling as much as he could, but until it's empty, he's not satiated and he's not satisfied. That's when you've got a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's an interesting way to put it. Yeah. I'm glad I've never gotten to that point. Like I've never been in trouble where I, you know, ever gambling. And I've been doing it most of my adult life. So
but remember, it's a personal choice to click that button.
Yeah.
Click that button. Call Gamblers Anonymous, though, if you got a problem. You know, what you should do. If you have a problem, somebody should hit you in the head with a baseball bat until you figure it out.
1-800.
That's your issue.
Instead
right
of hitting,
there.
Getting hit with the baseball bat, just call 1-800.
Yeah, if your friends loved you, they'd take a ball bat and start crushing your skull for you until you figured it out.
That doesn't sound.
What about golf?
You're Gamblers Anonymous.
You're addicted to golf, aren't you?
Not really. I only played about 65 rounds last year. That's not an addiction. I don't stop it's not a prerequisite. If there's a family function or something like that, then I don't play golf that day and I go out.
Right.
Most of the time, because of the job and because of the hours that we work, I don't get to play during the weekday.
Mm-hmm.
I have to play on the weekend.
Did you have more sex? Did you have more golf? Or did you have more drinking days?
Because golf, more drinking days for sure, because you could drink every day of the week.
That's true.
Boom.
You could.
Last year, probably, I bet you I had a drink on, and I'm being conservative, probably 270 days.
Wow.
So that's 75%, at least one drink. I mean, I like to get back and I like to, you know, put a little something in the cup and sit back and enjoy. I said one drink.
Right.
Of those occasions, I probably got, I had way too much on about 8 occasions where it was like, John, you drank too much.
That's a small percentage.
And then it punished me the next day and the day after. And those were like the 2-3 days that I didn't drink.
Yeah.
So, and like just January passed by, I bet you I drank 15 days and I didn't drink 16 days.
Okay. So you went with wet January.
I went
with
more of a semi-arid. Yeah. January instead of a dry January.
Semi-arid.
It rains in the desert. It
seems like the wet.
It does rain in the desert, does it not? Semi-arid. All right.
Semi-arid. That's awesome.
So we'll go with that. And then golf or sex. I played golf 75 times last year.
You had sex more than 75.
Or sex.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. I don't know, Carm.
I mean, I'm gonna have to consult with the young lady that's on the other side of the
young lady on the receiving end.
On the penile pummeling, you know?
Penile pummeling.
Pummeling, yeah. I would have to find out. But it's
lucky lady. Isn't she lucky?
It's probably a similar number. You know what I'm saying?
I bet you, I can almost guarantee you it's more.
Probably, yes. If I had to guess.
Yes.
Twice a week, whether she likes it or not.
Exactly.
It's usually the philosophy that I like to have.
She likes it.
Yeah. And with always the key, brace yourself. Brace yourself.
Does that caveat always get thrown out?
You also have to remember that the partner would be theoretically out of commission 60 days a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are we counting as?
You know what I'm saying?
What
out of commission. You know what I'm saying?
What are we constituting as sex? Does it have to be intercourse? Or it
has
oral
to be.
Sex?
Nope, it has to be. Well, theoretical expulsion.
What's theoretical expulsion?
Expulsion, the shooting of the man of the juice. Yes.
Yeah, that's sex. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So oral would be counted also.
Yeah, Bill Clinton over here. Oral definitely counts.
What about self-manipulation? If that counts, just the sheer shooting of the projectile counts.
That doesn't count.
I might be over 400.
Yeah, easily.
With some double dipping days, too,
look at you.
A little morning and nighttime, just trying to recycle the zinc, guys. That's all I'm doing.
You're double dipping the chip, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, in this case, it's a... more like a pretzel rod.
I'm saying oral counts. What about anal? Does that count? That counts, right? Does that count?
You've crossed the line. I mean, I approached the line.
You just bashed the line. Yes.
Unhinged, after all.
That hasn't been happening for years.
I guarantee you it's more sex than golf. I do. You can double check with the lovely lady, but I'm gonna say it's more.
I have a feeling it might be. You know me. I'm just I'm bringing it from left field.
He does all the fun stuff. He golfs. He has sex. He goes on trips. He drinks good bourbon.
It's the point of my life.
He plays cards. I love it. I can't wait to
play cards last night.
Like Yurko.
Up $500 today, boys.
Nice.
Played cards last night. Yeah,
you've done very well at poker recently. It seems
I had a night that I got shellacked.
You did?
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah, but you've done well. I have.
It's been very nice for me over the course of time.
That's good.
We play a game called Double Board Bomb Pop.
Double Board Bomb
Pop. So it's basically Texas Hold'em with two boards, right?
What do you mean, like two flops?
Two flops, two turns, and two. So they're two separate boards.
Right.
The high hand on each board wins half of the pot.
Hmm.
And then if you win both of them, it's called a hogger.
Hmm.
Well, the good kid, in this term.
I thought that was something else.
I know. In this term, hogger is a good term. Okay. It means you won both pots, you win the whole thing. And I had a handful of hoggers last night.
Wow.
Which was pretty good.
That's the title of the pod this week. Yeah. Handful of hoggers.
Handful of hoggers yesterday.
That's pretty good, actually.
So I ended up winning. I went down early, but slowly but surely, one hand at a time, I worked my way back. So the variations off of it are you can get five cards. Right.
Well, you're playing a five card hand. I'm assuming it's like
it's a five card hand. But usually in Texas Hold'em, you only get two cards.
You only get two whole cards, right?
You get two whole cards. Okay, you get five whole cards in this game, but you've got to dump two and you play with three, which is the pineapple version.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Pineapple version of Texas Hold'em, where you got three cards. If you want to keep a fourth for the flop, you pay $20 extra for the whole thing to see all the cards, and usually it's an advantage to have them, but we've seen it. I yesterday lost with four cards in my hands. I had a pair of eights and a pair of nines. Eight came up on the board. I got swamped by a flush and swamped by a straight. So I ended up losing with two eights and two nines in my hand. Or you keep four for 40 and then you play it the whole hand out. So when two guys stay and they keep four cards, and you can only use two of your four on each side to make your best hand. So
this is very complicated. Why don't you just play Hold'em?
No, because Hold'em's boring. That's why we usually play pineapple, because if you get a third card in there, it changes the odds on a bunch of different things that can happen for you. And the game I play, the game I play is Badesi. That's the one I deal all night.
You get four cards, you got
to have the worst four cards possible of different suits.
Really?
Ace, two, three, four, but it has to be a club, a diamond, diamond, a heart, and a spade. It has to be those four. Can't double up. You can't have ace, two, two, three. The two's got to go, and then you got to try to get the other card.
This is too complicated.
Great games. We have a ball playing. We're getting ready already for our Calcutta. We're getting our group together for the Calcutta.
I bet you are.
It takes place.
The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
You know, on a Hard Knock, when they follow the player for a day, I want a day, and I'm not creating more work for you. I know you get pissed off at me.
How many comp days?
I think I'm creating more work for you. I want to see, like, just a week where one day it's you.
Here's the problem, though. I can't fabricate anything.
I want to see it.
It's got to be all natural. It's just got to be the way it works, you know?
You in your house.
If I decide at 9 o'clock at night I'm going to go out gallivanting a little bit to get a couple cocktails in, see some of the people. One of these days I'm going to run for mayor of Schererville. Can't wait.
Are you?
Yeah, why not? When I'm 65.
You hate politics, though.
I hate politicians.
That's true. You hate politicians.
But I don't hate all politicians.
Most politicians.
There's a handful of politicians I'm very close to. My man, Eddie Veroliak, Sr., 10th Ward Alderman for many years, part of the Verdoliak 29 against
Earl Washington. What would be your motto?
21.
Politician?
Yeah, what would it be?
I'm a cheapskate. I won't spend your money.
That's good.
I won't waste your money. There's projects. Listen, I've been to the south side of the city. I've been to the east side of the city. You know, I've been all over the city. Okay? If one could say the parts of the city I've never been to, Northwest.
Yeah.
You know, once you get northwest of downtown,
like Wicker Park,
I'm kind of lost. Yeah, Ukrainian Village. I don't know where the hell
that's
those west.
That.
So for Madison down,
yeah,
right,
yeah.
Madison down all the way to the 130th Street.
I think I'm going to be his campaign manager. I think the campaign. I think what we chant is,
"We ain't wasting your money."
The good kid for all you good people. How about that?
I like it. Good
what
kid.
Do you think?
It's too much.
Is it too
the good
much?
Kid? for great people.
There you go. The Boom. Good kid for great people. What do you think?
Boom.
Not That's bad.
Right there. Be his campaign manager.
Right there, Mayor of Chicago. But that means I'd have to live in this city. That's no true. Way. Maybe at 130th, I'll get a place.
You said you're running for Sherrillville, I thought you said.
Well, I'm thinking Chicago.
Now he's thinking big, Sylvie. Now
I'm thinking big. The point is, though, the streets are terrible in this city.
Yes, they are.
Once you get out of downtown, and if there's not an Olympiad coming to your place where all of a sudden they pave all the roads, or a NASCAR race, where all of a sudden every road gets repaved. Look at this miracle. Amen. What happened? How'd this work order suddenly function and made it happen? Here's my other idea with two. Besides that, with all the problems we're having with the migrant crisis, right? It's not political. No, if Jerry Reinsdorf leaves, we turn U.S. Comiskey into a migrant shelter.
It's got the room for it.
I mean, you got what? You already got the bathrooms and all the suites,
yes, you
right?
Do.
How many people could you put at U.S. Comiskey? I'm telling you, on a short-term basis, rotating people in, like, okay, this is the initial welcome to Chicago migrant center. We'll get you in. You got showers in the clubhouse.
It's like the new Ellis Island.
You got a weight room for everybody to get stronger, you know, who are fatigued from the trip. I'm telling you, my plan of attack, if Reinsdorf leaves, U.S. Cellular becomes the Ellis Island of Chicago.
A weight room.
Becomes a place where you can register everybody, get them in, get them advice, you know, have education classes in the meeting rooms and such. You got the boardrooms. You got that useless restaurant out in right field where you could feed everybody.
It's not useless.
There you go. You can feed everybody. It's not useless at all. Sylvie, my plan, what do you think?
Vote for Yurko. Look at Sylvie's face.
And if Jerry donate, well, Jerry doesn't have to donate.
Vote for Yurko.
Is none of the principal off on that thing?
No, I think none of the principal is off on Soldier, right? They said? None of the bonds have been paid down.
Listen, at least I've got
Soldier Field, the principal.
And this is my political thing, too. At least I've got real life solutions for real life problems.
Mm-hmm. But you get so sidetracked because first, you're like, I'm going to run for mayor of Sherrillville.
Yeah.
And then the next thing you know, you're talking about the south side of the city.
Get the migrant crisis.
Well, just because of the roads. I drive on the roads. I've been in the 10th Ward.
They
you know,
terrible.
I've been on South Chicago Avenue all the way to Stony Island. I mean, I've been there. I've been on the east side. Here's the great thing about Chicago and the 10th Ward over there, the old Southworks project over there. That's nothing but clean land. David Matthews had a concert over there. They tried to put a
who? David Kaplan and David Matthews.
Yeah, David Matthews.
David Matthews.
David Matthews. Either way, it was beautiful, right? They put a velodrome over there. It's a white elephant. Nobody wants to ride in circles. Nobody rides in circles.
No. I still want to see you.
They ride through the city.
I still want to see you take the jet ski across.
I think it's still a great plan, Carmen. We'll do it with Big Cat.
Big Cat will
Big
do
Cat
it.
Do it.
Big Cat will do
all
it.
All we got to do is we got to have 4 or 5 days and the weather conditions have to be perfect for us.
Yeah, you can't do it.
The lake has to be laid down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The lake has to lay down. And you've seen the lake still before. We've all seen the lake still.
Yeah, but it's rare.
And what?
It's rare. You got to find like
said we've got 5 days. The jet skis will be waiting for us when we're out there. The wave runners. They'll be waiting. We'll have a team. Each individual wave runner will have a team.
You need somebody coming alongside you with gas. It's not going to make it all the way across.
You don't know that. How many miles is it across? How many miles? Go ahead.
Well, how many miles are we going? Where are we starting and where are we finishing?
We're starting in New Buffalo. We're finishing in Chicago. Navy Pier.
Across the lake from New Buffalo to Navy Pier. How many guesses? I don't know. I'm going to guess it's got to be 60 miles.
At the widest.
Or are you going shore? Are you going shoreline?
Here's a little education. No, we're going straight across.
Well, the shoreline would be much longer. I'm talking about straight point.
The longest width of Lake Michigan is 37 miles.
At any point? Is that right?
At any point, the widest width is 37 miles. What's Google say? No, not right to left. That's crazy.
Is that...
118 at its widest.
Okay, where? So I was gonna say it's
do nautical New Buffalo to Chicago nautical distance.
All right, yeah, Eric Ostrowski's Google.
118 miles.
Maybe 60's high. Like Yurko said, if we're taking the shortest point straight across, the shoreline.
This is your Bernie's Book Bank walk.
Yeah,
this is the new walk.
this for charity.
Can you survive? And I believe we should have like U.S. naval gunboats out there trying to shoot us out of the water.
Get the guys from the Navy base up
Nitmo.
There.
Get them up from Nitmo. Bring them on up. No more waterboarding, guys.
Naval base.
No more waterboarding. Let's shoot the big fat guy out of the water.
You know, like when they christen a new plane and they've got the fire trucks with the shooting water. Like, can you imagine if you guys get to shore, they're shooting the water as you guys get back to shore?
This would be awesome. I was on Wave Runners last summer up in Wisconsin, and your fucking crotch and balls hurt after an hour from all the fucking bouncing. He wants to go across Lake Michigan.
I'm trying to have fun.
I couldn't believe how sore my balls were. I was like, what the fuck? And maybe just because we're older.
It's probably because you're holding too much junk
for an hour,
dude.
Sylvie, we rented them for an hour.
No, how long would it take New Buffalo to Chicago?
Well, I don't know. Eric's looking. We're trying to find nautical miles across. Like, I really don't know. I'm guessing the shortest point, if we just cut right across, not the shoreline, because that's going to be much more. If you cut straight across from New Buffalo to Navy Pier, I'm guessing like 60-ish miles, 45 miles. And how fast? You don't think so? How fast do those go? Those go about 25 miles an hour. So would it take 2 hours? It's 45 miles. That's what I just told you. 45 miles.
60 earlier.
But then I said 45.
I said 37.
I said, I amended it to 45. So that would 45. Take like 2 hours.
We could do it after football fest.
I think he's right, though. Did you hear what he said?
It'd take about two hours. It would take about 2 hours.
So when we went and picked up these things, we picked up some Wave Runners when I was at Kentucky Lake. Kentucky Lake is huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Okay. North to south, big, beautiful, very naturesque, lovely. We had to drive 10 miles. From where we picked up the Wave Runners to get back to where we were staying at the cabin. And let me tell you.
Your balls hurt?
We were flying and we're going 40 miles an hour.
Oh, wow. Really?
40 Jeez. Miles an hour on
that's
a Wave
fast.
Runner. On a Wave Runner, 40 miles an
but
hour.
That's on clear. That's on
honestly, we had a little moderate chop.
Really?
Moderate chop.
Because if it's choppy, man, it's hard.
But if you got too much and you're going up and down, we weren't going up and down. We're up on top of the moderate chop, skimming across the top.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what you'd be looking for that kind of day. I'd be up for it. 10 years ago, I was up for it. My knees cry. My hips cry. My elbows cry. Everything cries, Sylvie. My arthritis.
My balls cry. My groin cries. The last time I was on a Wave Runner.
I haven't laughed this hard.
We needed this.
I've been unhinged in a long time. This was great.
I got great ideas. Remember what my strengths are. I'm a conceptualizer.
Yes.
I think of ideas. My execution is awful. I need to be paired with an executor. Somebody that can listen to me and my grandiose, fantastic ideas that I come up with, and then they can take those, mold them into shape, and then turn them into something special.
Maybe we should do it after football fest. Like Sylvie said, yes. Probably not a bad idea.
Now we go, sales goes to a boat company, and now we sell the concept.
Sell it, man.
That'd be great video content, too.
That'd be the best video content in the country. Oh. It'd be good, like, if we had 2-3 other participants, and they were thrown off their Wave Runner, and then they had to be saved. You're going to have it. You're going to have
You're going to have a life vest.
You're going to have life vest. You're going to have safety equipment on there.
And you got to have some sort of safety.
You're
going to
have a helmet.
With us.
Probably going to have a helmet. Right. I said each individual Wave Runner has a support team.
Yeah, you need a support
team. Sure, and Shelly will be out there on his boat. Like,
probably.
With G and Greco.
Yeah.
With
G and Greco's up there. Yeah.
You know, we're going to have like a
whole. Sponsored by Four Winds Casino, because Four Winds is right there in New Buffalo.
If we do it after Football Fest, though, we got.
Oh, after Football Fest, I get you. But again, I'm conceptualizing.
Hard Rock. Yeah, Hard Rock.
I know. It's so far to go to Northwest Indiana. It's impossible. Can only do it once in a lifetime.
Jeez. We're going to be there in June for a live show.
I know.
What are you guys hired for?
Yeah, you said it. Shelly, the Shelly retirement this weekend. I think that'll be fun. Kaner coming back.
By the way, he's breaking down that suite. If you're looking for it, still $250 a ticket, though.
All right, I'll
you don't have to commit to 12.
I'll think about it.
And MJ,
well, he said, "I want to go. I want to go. Do, I want to go." But he doesn't seem like he wants to go.
Yeah, I mean, I did. It's also my dad's birthday that day. Want to go to hit the golf expo during the day?
Oh, that's right. You're doing too much over.
Yeah, the old man loves that stuff. And
put a little bourbon down his throat.
Nah, he doesn't drink bourbon.
A little vino.
He'll drink maybe a little vino.
A little white wine or
red wine. Yeah, he doesn't
drink. What about a little Cubs Sox action tomorrow?
Cubs Sox. We've got the game.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we've got the game. So that'll be
we'll see you at 2.
Ah, good night. Yeah, we're off at 2 tomorrow because we got the
love
game.
Love it.
What are you hard for, Sylvie?
Yeah.
I just told you it was baseball's past.
Oh, baseball. Okay. I love that. You're hard for baseball.
Baseball, look, I need some signings though. This isn't good. I'm hard this
Sylvie, at the way they are, what do you predict for the Cubs victory for the season?
82?
I'd say 85 maybe.
82.
They got work to do, Carm, for 85.
They lost the 130 OPS plus guy. It's 97, 95. How are you going to replace that, Carm?
Michael Bush.
97 runs and 95 ribbies.
You're hoping Michael Bush is legit.
You don't just walk out of the dugout just producing those numbers.
No, I know. That's true. You're hoping Bush is legit.
How's our pitcher, the new guy?
He's
Shota.
The returns sound positive, but
Steele loves him. We asked him, give us one guy that you've been impressed with, young guy, someone that maybe we know, and he said Shota Imanaga. That's the first guy he said.
He loves him.
Yeah,
loves his stuff. They like his just like his makeup, I guess. So yeah.
All right, listen. I got the Cubs at 80. This is what I'm hard for. I'm hard for more college basketball, getting ready for this thing.
Me too.
It's going to be kicking off. We got some tournaments coming up here shortly. We're into the last week of February. I mean, what's happened to the year? Happened to the year?
York, I heard you talk about that yesterday on the show.
KenPom, baby. KenPom.
KenPom. And the bad NBA has forced me to watch more college basketball.
And listen, the college basketball, I'll tell you, is not perfect basketball by any stretch of the imagination. But at least they're young kids battling it out, trying to figure it out. Then you're trying to see who's going to put it together coming into the tournament so they can go ahead and succeed. So, but NBA playoff basketball, I love.
It'll be here before we know it. All right, BlueChew.com for your month supply for free just by using the promo code UNHINGED at checkout. You just pay the shipping and handling. It's like $5-$6. So try Blue Chew. Yurko swears by it. Sylvie, glad to have you back. Is Waddle back next week? We'll have all four of us next week. No, you're not, are you? Unhinged is back. It feels so good. It's good that we're back, boys. Yeah. We'll see everybody next week. Have a great weekend. And even though he's not here, why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
He's a dick.